Hey everybody, how you doing? This is episode 56 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. I am Chris. Thanks again for joining me. This episode, I'm going to talk more about the Joe Biden State of the Union speech, which was just, there's so much to say about it, it's ridiculous. In the first part, last episode, I talked about the Innovation Act. This was the thing, this was one of those things that really jumped out at me, because Joe Biden said that Intel is planning to build a factory, but they're waiting for Congress to pass the Innovation Act. And apparently they've the House has passed a version of it, the Senate has passed a version of it, and now they just have to sort of combine the two versions into one version that they both agree on, and then send it to Joe Biden's desk for a signature. And it's a bipartisan bill, and it basically gives about $50 billion to the semiconductor industry. So it's just a handout. It's just a, it's bipartisan. This is both parties are in on this. And, you know, this is one of those things that this is not capitalism, okay? This is not how capitalism works. If you want to build a shoe factory, what do? You do all the economic calculations and you figure out if you're going to make money building, with this shoe factory. I mean, that's how capitalism works. You make shoes, you sell them to people, and then you take some of the profit and you pay off the debt, whatever you used to fund the factory. You know, that's how this works. But this is not how capitalism works. You just get $50 billion from the government and then you can build your factory? Well, that's this is one of the things that this is what has to change, okay? And this is what makes me, just enrages me about the Republican Party. There are so many people in the Republican Party who believe this crap. You know, this is not capitalism. This is crony capitalism. This is why we have so much money in politics. You know, everybody complains about there's so much money in politics. Even the people on the left complain, you know, people like the Bernie Bros, you know, or Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren talking about the big corporations have too much power. Well, yeah, they do. And then, but one of the reasons why is because you people, here's your guy, the Democrat Joe Biden, he's giving $50 billion to these people. So, you know, and then later in his speech, he talks about in the State of the Union speech, he's talking about taxing corporations. Oh, we gotta tax the rich and tax corporations. They have to pay their fair share. So he wants to tax these corporations, but at the same time, he wants to give them $50 billion. So, and this is why you've gotta be careful about all this stuff with these big corporations giving money to politicians. You know, and then they say, you know, from the one hand, they'll say, yeah, I support that. Yes, we evil, greedy, capitalist corporations, yeah, we need to pay more taxes. And then, in the back door, back room deal they're making, they're getting billions of dollars of your money. So they're going to tax corporations, but then they're going to give these corporations billions of those tax dollars. So this is not how capitalism works. This is not how America is supposed to work. We should not be giving anybody money. We should not be. This is not what government is supposed to do. I've talked about this in previous episodes. Government is a way to provide certain services and certain public goods to the taxpayers in return for the taxpayer money. You know, you pay taxes, and in return, the government provides you with some roads or bridges, or sewer systems and stuff, fire departments, police department, national defense, national security, a military, border security, border patrol, that kind of stuff. Giving $50 billion to Intel, or however many billions of dollars they're going to get out of this deal, that's not capitalism. That's not that's not the proper role of government. So, you know, this is, but this is the problem with Washington. This is a bipartisan problem. And this is a great example of that. Intel's waiting for you to pass this bill before they'll build their factory. You know, that is one of the things that really jumped out at me. But, you know, he's talking, and the other thing he's talking about taxing corporations, and he's talking about record profits. Oh, we've got to impose price controls. This is what I warned you about before. I've been talking about this forever. This is what communists do. This is how communism works. Central planning, big government. This is how these morons work. This is how it works. They destroy the economy, drive up inflation, and then they try to fix it, quote unquote, fix it, air quotes, by imposing price controls. And the price controls only result in shortages. And everybody suffers from shortages, and everybody complains, and then the government has to, they don't have to, but they end up saying that, I guess we're just going to have to nationalize that industry. And let's face it, I mean, nationalizing industry, giving a semiconductor company billions and billions of dollars to build a factory, who really owns that factory? Who is the real owner of that factory? Is it Intel, or is it the government, the people who actually paid the bills? You know, and that's the danger. That's the slippery slope that so many of these companies, they don't get. They don't realize that, you know. And this is one of the things that people like Elizabeth Warren have talked about. When she was running for president, she talked about this. About, you know, Barack Obama talked about this. You didn't build that. Well, yeah, you know what? He's right. Intel didn't build that factory. We built it. The government built it. So who really owns it? The government owns it. So who can really make the decisions? Who can just show up one day and say, you know what? We own this factory. We paid for it. We gave you the money for it. We own it. We're the ones who really built this factory. We're going to control it now. We're going to take over. And these people don't understand, and the American people don't understand how this is how it works. This is how it happens. They show up and they just say, you know what? We own this now. This is ours because we paid for it. And that's how you get, essentially, that's how you get the Soviet Union. I mean, that's what happened in the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union was a crony capitalist place. You remember there was like zero bankruptcies in the Soviet Union. Nobody ever went bankrupt in the Soviet Union because everything was owned by the government. Everything was owned and operated by the government. Even if you were technically the owner of this business, the government really owned it and really made all the decisions about how you were going to do things. So this is extremely dangerous. This is one of the things that we all need to understand more thoroughly, that this is very dangerous. Giving these people control over your life, over your business, it's terrible, terrible idea. And let me just say a quick thing about record profits, because I keep hearing this. I keep seeing this on social media all the time. Oh, these companies are making record profits. Well, they don't understand that that's how inflation works, right? If you might be making record profits. The numbers, you made $1 billion last year. Oh my God, that's a new record. But that $1 billion only buys a loaf of bread because of inflation. So it doesn't make any sense to condemn these companies for making record numbers of dollars when those dollars are worth less. And I think that's one of the things that Democrats, I see this all the time on social media, how Democrats completely don't understand that at all. They're complaining about record profit. Oh, oil companies are making record profits. Yes, record numbers of dollars in profits, but in terms of actual purchasing power, in terms of actual value, no. People are suffering. Everybody is suffering. That's what inflation does. It distorts the value of everything. All right, moving on to, he talked about the minimum wage. Oh, of course, we have to raise the minimum wage. I did a whole episode on the minimum wage and how stupid it is. And this is all just more inflation. The dollar is worth less and less. So, oh, he wants to give you a raise. You know, all it does is fuel inflation, because all it does is raise prices. If everybody who works in your local store is now making more money, well, then that store is going to have to get more money from you to pay them, which means they're going to have to raise prices even more than they're already raising prices. So, and it's also, look, there's just the people in government are idiots. Why are they setting prices? And wages are prices. An hourly wage is the price of an hour of work. Why should somebody in Washington set the price of an hour of a certain person's work? If someone is out there, I don't know what they're doing, flipping burgers or mowing lawns or babysitting or whatever it is they're doing, stocking shelves in a grocery store. Why is the federal government, why are these complete morons in government coming along and poking their nose into that relationship between the employer and worker and saying, you have to pay that person X amount? What do these people know about that particular, what do they know about babysitting or flipping burgers or pumping gas or whatever it is, or operating a cash register? What do these people know? What do the people in Washington know about that particular job that tells them how much an hour of labor of a particular worker is worth to that particular business? Well, nothing. They don't know anything. They're idiots. They're completely knowledgeless morons. And yet they are sticking their nose into your business. It's just absolutely insane that these people are. And same with, he went on to talk about paid leave. Oh, we need to fund paid leave. You know, this is more, of course, this is what Democrats do. They just offer free stuff. I'm going to pay for your paid leave. I'm going to force businesses to pay for you to take a month off or a year off. If you have a baby, you should be paid to sit home with your baby. Well, okay, who's going to pay for that? Where's that money going to come from? Democrats don't care. They don't care. They don't think about it. They don't care. They think, oh, it'll just come from the government, or it'll just come from your rich, evil, rotten, greedy business that's employing you, your boss. Well, get your boss. Your boss is evil and greedy and rotten and selfish. I mean, this is how they think. These are terrible people. Democrats are really terrible and destructive people, and everything they do does more harm than good. Everything. Everything they do. So, you know, and he goes on about Pell Grants and just giving more money to just more handouts. It's just handouts. And like I said in the first episode, if this is how Democrats win elections, if they can just have the group of tax consumers, if they can just plunder the taxpayers and give that money away to the tax consumers, the net tax consumers, the people who don't actually pay on net, who don't pay taxes, if they can make that group, the takers, bigger than the makers, then they can just endlessly plunder the group of makers and buy the votes of the takers. And if they can get 51% of the people to vote to steal from the 49%, then they can win every election forever. And that's what they're doing. And it's up to us to make that argument. you know, as Republicans, as libertarians, we need to make that argument. We need to point out this is what the Democrats are doing. They are stealing from one group of people and giving to another group of people and hoping that that second group of people will become big enough to realize that they can just vote to steal everything from the first group of people. And we need to explain that to the voters and to the taxpayers. I mean, let's face it, if you are a taxpayer and you vote Democrat, you're just voting for your own demise. You're just voting to have all of your money stolen. Eventually, they're going to take everything. This is what communists do. This is how communism destroys countries. They're going to steal everything from you eventually and just give it away to buy votes. And then it's all going to be gone. And because the productive class will be wiped out, there will be nobody left to produce any goods and services, except for, of course, the government. The government will realize, oh my God, we've got no production of any goods and services. We've got to get the people working in these factories and building stuff and making stuff. And then you have a centrally planned communist Soviet Union style economy. It's just all a recipe for disaster. Every single thing that Joe Biden and the Democrats do and want to do is a recipe for complete disaster. So, all right, I'm going to stop there. It's at about 17, 18 minutes. So I'm going to stop there. And, you know, I've got a few other things to say about this speech. Maybe I'll finish it up in a third installment. So, okay, that's it. If you like this podcast, give me some good ratings, share it, get on Podbean. You can get on Podbean. You can get all the pod catchers, all the podcast apps. I should be on there. And if you like this, you know, if you like it, please share it and let me know what you think on social media. I'm all over the place on social media. And I will talk to you soon on the next one. All right. Bye-bye.